AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Alex Murdaugh is getting 40 years in federal prison for stealing from clients and his law firm. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
55-year-old disbarred attorney Alex Murdaugh is already serving a life sentence without parole in a state prison for killing his wife and son before his sentencing Monday for stealing from clients and his law firm. Murdaugh apologized again to his victims and blamed drug abuse. A judge says his schemes were too complex for an addict. The 22 counts are the final charges outstanding for the disgraced attorney. He also pleaded guilty to similar financial crime charges in state court. I'm Julie Walker.
The government says traffic deaths in the U.S. dropped nearly 4% last year.
The latest figures from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration find 41,000 people were killed on the nation's roadways last year. That's a 3.6% drop from the year before, and it comes as people are driving more. But NHTSA officials say too many people are dying, blaming the problem in part to distracted driving. The agency finds 20% of those killed were outside of vehicles, meaning pedestrians, bicyclists, and others. It's launching a new ad campaign called Put the Phone Away or Pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In an AP interview, Georgia Tech School of Engineering professor Saad Bhamla says trillions of cicadas will invade the United States this year.
What I'm fascinated by is that how are there so many of them underground and we don't like hear them move? We know nothing about their lives. It's like an entire alien species living underneath our feet. And then some prime number of years, they come out to say hello. And we know so little.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a large shipment of food aid arriving in Gaza.
The Open Arms ship, which is part of a three-vessel convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza, has been sighted off the southern coast of the enclave. The vessels and a barge left a port in Cyprus, carrying enough to prepare more than 1 million meals from items like rice, pasta flour, legumes, canned vegetables and proteins, according to the World Central Kitchen charity. Also on board are dates, traditionally eaten to break the daily fast during the holy month of Ramadan. The UN and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. But aid officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow far more in by road. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani. This is AP News.